When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This was told to me in confidence, but because it involves Harry Callis, I feel okay saying it on the air. The lovable, sometimes even likable Harry Callis. So Josh Rountree's supposed to do the morning show. He did the morning show today, right? Starting at whatever it is, 5:20. Is that when they start, Sean?
He goes on, I think, at 5:40.
5:40. So he gets an email from Harry last night, who produces the morning show regularly, right? And it says, Josh, these are our normal Tuesday guests. You'll need to reach out to them by tomorrow. The problem was it was midnight and the show starts at 5:40. And as Josh said, what am I going to do? Call Jason Lockenfora at 3 a.m. and say, don't forget to come on today? What an incredible move by Harry. Do you agree, Sean?
Yeah, it's the old case of sabotaging everyone, right? Job security for Callis because he sets everyone else up for failure.
Wow, I didn't expect to go there right away.
It's okay, though. We like Callis. We do. He's a showman of the highest degree.
He is a great showman. I love him. I didn't expect you to go there immediately. Now I feel uncomfortable having brought it up, but I'm glad you did in some ways.
We're all friends at the end of the day.
Sure we are. We are. Guess who's joining me? Us. At 11 o'clock, which is now only 11 minutes away, would be Jim Rooney. And he's here to talk about the book that he wrote that is now an audio book. And he was with me, I don't know, maybe a month ago. It's called A Different Way to Win. Dan Rooney's story, from the Super Bowl to the Rooney Rule, and his son Jim wrote the book and now has updated it with an audio book that you need to hear. You just need to hear. You need to hear the interviews with Mel Blunt, with the late, great Franco Harris, with all these guys. It's just, I never, ever get tired of talking about the 70s Steelers. And as I mentioned before our brief intermission there, my topic for this week was the Chiefs are in town. They're looking for a three-peat, which nobody has ever done in the Super Bowl era. In fact, eight other teams have tried, and only one of those eight even got so far as a number one seed. None of the eight made it to a Super Bowl that third year. Did you know that, John?
That was the Niners who got the
one seed.
They lost to Dallas?
They lost to the Giants.
Oh.
1990 AFC title game. You might remember what the Giants-Bills Super Bowl finished with. I don't. I think it might have been a missed kick or something like that.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I have no recollection of that for your sake.
But anyway, I figured, you know what? I think the Chiefs dynasty, as a three-peat never having done before, would surpass the 70 Steelers, who won back-to-back twice and 4-6. Nobody else has ever done that. Nobody else has ever won back-to-back twice. Nobody has ever won 4-6. So would this surpass that?
Patriots had, what, 3 and 4 years?
They had 3 and 4, but then they went almost a decade between winning,
right.
And then they went 3 and 5. So I don't even look at that as the same dynasty.
So they were like, what, 01, 02, and 04, or something along those lines?
Yeah, and then they went almost, 9 years without a title, and then they launched another dynasty. I don't think of that as the same dynasty. I just don't. When you go a decade without winning, then you launch a new dynasty.
Right. I guess my question is, would 3 and 4 years be enough that just that small portion could be dynastic in terms of, you know,
oh, it's a dynasty
of all times. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
See, to me.
Of course, that's a dynasty, but nobody else. The reason I have the Steelers number one right now, nobody's done 4-6, and nobody ever did back to back twice.
Right. And to me, the difference is, and you would know this better than I would, it seems more challenging to go back to back and certainly to win three in a row now because of the salary cap, because the league is built around parity. And because there's more teams as well, I would imagine it was probably, what, I don't know, 24 teams or so when the Steelers were winning, maybe even less than that.
Yeah, exactly. I have mixed feelings on that because you're right in what you're saying. You can't keep your team together. But back in the 70s, yes, the Steelers got to stay together. But guess what? There were more great teams then than there are now, and they got to stay together. So you had the Dolphins, you had the Raiders, you had the Cowboys. You had bunches of you know, teams that were this close to being what the Steelers actually were, which was the dynasty of the 70s. But anyway, who cares what I think? I went to Jack Ham, Joe Green, and Mel Blunt with the question, would the Chiefs three-peat surpass your dynasty? Jack Ham, I called him on his birthday, Monday. Didn't even know it was his birthday at the time. Certainly didn't mean to bother him with a phone call, let alone asking whether the Chiefs would be better than the 70 Steelers. But after talking for a little while, Jack Ham said, and I quote, to answer your question, yes, I think 3 in a row is better than 4-6. He answered it very.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Frankly, Mel Blunt didn't want to go to the comparison, which I understand. He said, I have a lot of respect for what Kansas City's done, but even if they win 3 in a row, Mel Blunt said, it would be hard for me to say they're better than our teams or the Steelers are better than them. It's apples and oranges, he said, and those are two different fruits, which was a great quote. But that's another way of saying, no, they wouldn't surpass us. You know, that was basically his answer was no, they wouldn't be better than us. So guess who I got to break the tie? Who better to break a tie in all of sports history than Mean Joe Green, who has long since become Mellow Joe Green, I might add, Sean. He's just a wonderful man to talk to. We talked for a while, and he was really interesting. But he pretty much sided with Jack Ham. He said, this is Joe Green, came to the conclusion that if the Chiefs win 3 in a row, quote, they would be in the catbird seat with everybody chasing them. They would start the conversation. I agree. I think it's almost undeniable. It is. And I'm not saying, by the way, neither are they, that these Chiefs are a better team than those Steelers. I don't think anybody will ever be a better team than those Steelers with all the Hall of Famers. But is it a better dynasty? Do they belong number one on the dynasty list because of the accomplishment of three in a row? And all these guys talked about that. I mean, they said, listen, back-to-back, trying to go back-to-back is a miracle. Mel Blunt said, you win any championship, it's a miracle. You have to have so much fall your way, let alone back-to-back. That's why only eight teams, well, nine now with the Chiefs, have ever done it. To go three in a row with everybody having a target on you every single week. That's why, to me, Andy Reid is the runaway coach of the year this year. He's got a team that's played more football than anybody in history over these last 7 years. 7 years. They play more than anybody, more games. High-pressure games, high-stakes games all the time. And here they are again. Going for a three-peat and you're 14-1 when you're the game that everybody circles and measures themselves by and they're 14-1, there's never been a more obvious choice for coach of the year, in my mind anyway. But those guys talked about the miracle that would be three in a row. And the Chiefs still have to do it. And the odds, I don't care if they're at home and they're rested and they're getting healthy, the odds are heavily against them. Just because nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever done it. Not Noel's Steelers, not Vince Lombardi's Packers, although they did win the NFL championship before they won the first two Super Bowls. Not Bill Walsh's Niners, not Belichick's Patriots. Nobody's done it. So I'm with Mean Joe or Mellow Joe and Jack Ham. Is you just got to give it up if they win three in a row. Sean?
It's so difficult because everyone always says, well, it's hard to compare eras. And again, to the point, I would imagine the Chiefs probably have to win more playoff games than what the Steelers had to back in the 70s because there's so many more teams in the playoffs now, especially if they don't get that number one seed in the subsequent first round bye. It is an incredible accomplishment just to win two in a row in this era. If they're able to do three in a row, maybe that does solidify them number one all time, because they're doing it again in a salary cap era in a 32 team league. And to your point, playing so many extra games that it's just naturally going to take a significant toll on their body. So I kind of agree that would ultimately give them, you know, a leg up on everyone else. That said, 4 and 6 years is still better than three in a row if you don't win anymore.
That's the other part. It would be 4 and 6 years for them too.
Well, yeah, because they won in 2020.
Right. So they get the double feature there.
Right. And they also played in another Super Bowl during that time, albeit in a loss against Tampa.
Yeah, and they've also been to six or seven straight AFC title games. To me, I'm with Jack Ham, and he said it. It was funny because I said, Jack, it sounded like you said that through gritted teeth, because he was talking about a lot of things, and then he finally came around, and it sounded something like this. To your question, yeah. I think three in a row is better than 4 and 6. Just very, you know, begrudgingly, which you understand. But maybe people feel differently.